I would not call it a biography, and I would not call it an historical fiction novel. What I think this is, years ago, about 2008, I started compiling some memorable insights, or quotes from Niles' letters, his diaries, his journals, his essays, portions of his speeches, because I carried one in my pocket when I was teaching school. I was an elementary reading teacher here in Iowa City, and sometimes it's intense working with disadvantaged kids, very young, a lot of them not really disciplined, and they're behind their peers in reading, so they were at risk of failure in reading. And sometimes when that happens, you get tracked into learning disability programs, and you just can't get out of that. So I carried this little quote in my billfold, and it was in the paper this morning. And you have kind of like small groups coming into and in one-on-one type teaching, and it's kind of constant all day long. There's no way I can kind of take a deep breath and then just relax a little bit. And it's a lot like Niall. I mean, he was on the go all the time, but he wrote this quote the day before he was killed in that emergency landing in the Gulf of Paria back in June 2nd, 1943. And the quote simply says, "It is a sad mistake to try to be the head man in everything you attempt. The axiom, if it's worth doing at all, it's worth doing well, but it has its limitations. Stay on the ball most of the time, but learn to coast between moments of all-out effort." In other words, just take a breath and just get ready. And that thing is just a tattered, torn, I think it's a third edition, but I had that back in the late 90s before I retired from teaching.
It sounds like Mr. Kinnick was a real inspiration to you. You're hoping he'll be an inspiration to others.
And he might. My whole goal was to kind of preserve his legacy. There's new generations coming on every single year, new freshmen. I've met little children coming in for the first time, and they, dad or mom might say, "Well, we're here at Kinnick Stadium," and they're obviously going to ask, "Oh, who is Kinnick?" Many will say, "Well, he was a great football player, but he's much, much more than that. He was a very humble man. He just a true gentleman." And many of these quotes that I gathered from his letters and journals and so forth were things about his time during his student athlete days and his military service. And I tried to pick 366 because leap year's coming up and in 2020, and I wanted for one for the leap year fans. But they are covering about every topic you can think: government, war, poverty, race, religion, some of the things he thought about, you know, his faith, and it just education, football. But it covers about everything that he experienced back at during his student athlete days. But what's so remarkable, these quotes are still relevant today. And it's just amazing. I think, you know, readers might get a kick out of what he thought, and wow, that's what's going on today still.
If Kinnick hadn't died in the war, do you really think he could have gone on to become president?
I really do, because he was done with football after that All-Star game against the champion Green Bay Packers. He got the highest votes of anybody to play in that game, and while he was in, he scored a couple touchdowns and drop-kicked 4 extra points. But that was his last official game in 1940. He was featured on the program, and he wanted to go to law school. He had such a heritage. His dad went to school at Iowa State. His grandfather was the governor of Iowa, George Washington Clark, back in 1913-17, served two terms. And most of his family was involved in politics. And a lot of times when they get together, the Clarks and that's Niall's mother's maiden name, Clark, and George Washington Clark was her father, but they'd get together on Sunday dinners and they would talk about this stuff. And I think at a young age, Niall Kinnock, I remember researching this, and he was in the bathroom. He was standing on the toilet, and he was just talking. And I think Mom and Dad kind of cracked open the door, and what Niall was doing, he had memorized the Gettysburg Address, the Lincoln speech just during the Civil War. And he had memorized it, and he was looking in the mirror, and he was looking at his gestures. When he came to a very important part in that speech, he'd watch his hands flow out and turn over and come up. And I think that was an early sign. And he was also in high school. He was on speech things. And I know one time he had to make a decision whether to play in a championship basketball in high school or give this speech in a contest. And those are little signs that I think that's where he was leaning towards politics. And he was a young Republican. He campaigned for Wendell Willkie, who was going against Franklin Roosevelt at that time. And some of those quotes from that speech are in the book. So, yeah, I think he really was interested in that. He was done with football. He gave everything he had to play football and be successful, going through a lot of adversities, but he battled. And how can a little guy, 5'8", 170, broke 14 Iowa records his senior year? It's just amazing, his perseverance and determination.
It sounds fantastic, Mark. The book was released this past Saturday. Where can it be found?
It can be found, several sites, Amazon, Ice Cube Press, there's three words, that's my publisher, Steve Stempkin out of North Liberty, Ice Cube Press. It's Barnes & Noble is carrying it. The Hawkeye Shops, I think if you go to the Fan Shop or if you go to Black and Gold, Iowa Book and Supply in Iowa City, those are four or five sites, Iowa Memorial Union. And just Google The Way of Niall Kinnock, and it'll pop up everywhere. And the last thing I know is that I wanted to preserve the legacy of Niall Kinnock for new generation, but I also want to, I committed to the foundation on this, now called the Center for Advancement, but all my royalties on every book sold we'll go back to the six Niall Kinnock scholarships. There's one for leadership, four that are memorial scholarships, and one for women. And so it's my give back. I was an elementary teacher, didn't have a lot of money to give, but I sure can give back the royalties from this book.